You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. Tonight, the Sixers play the Atlanta Hawks. It will be Ersan Ilyasova's homecoming. But I'm here to talk to you about Tuesday night's victory. It was a 106-101 win over the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. You know, it's funny, every time I come here, it's weird. I mean, because it's like Brooklyn, stand up, Brooklyn, stand up. I mean, it's always that way. And I'm talking about it from the announcers, from the fans, this and that. You know, that's what they say. They, you know, it's like there's a lot of Brooklyn pride, you know, and I must say the pride in Brooklyn about your borough is is deeper than anywhere else I've been. I mean, anywhere else it's like Brooklyn. I mean, it's cool, but after a while you get tired of it. But it's cool, but it's funny. Like, and I have a cousin who lives in Brooklyn, you know, another one who lives in Manhattan. And I always joke with them. You know, I'm not hating on it, but it's just, I'm always like, Brooklyn. But look, y'all didn't tune in to hear that. I want to talk about the game. The Sixers beat the squad, you know, that always yells to Brooklyn and all that stuff, but they beat them. They beat them 106-101. It was a great game. You know, you look at the Brooklyn Nets, they're 16-58 right now. They have the worst record in the league. But this team was playing well before they played the Sixers. I mean, they won 3 out of 4. The 3 wins came to the Detroit Pistons, who were in a playoff race. It came to Atlanta Hawks, who, you know, they're struggling right now. Heading into, like, Tuesday's NBA action. They lost like 7 games in a row. But before that, they were one of the hottest teams in the league. So they beat that team. And then the third team that they beat was the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns. You expect them to do that. But again, like I said, Brooklyn has the worst record in the league. So, you know, any win that a team with a worst record in the league gets, you're going to think that, you know, hey, that's a great win. That's a quality win. But I'm here to tell you, this team is playing well right now. And the Sixers, to me, they showed a lot. You know, now, from the people who want the Sixers to tank, this was a bad win. It was a game that the Sixers should have lost, which in the people who want them to tank's eye is a win. So with you winning, you may upset a couple people, but they played well. I mean, look at Dario Saric. You know, Dario had, he had 23 points, 7 rebounds. He had 1 assist and 1 block. And then you look at Robert Covington. I mean, Robert Covington is a beast, y'all. You know, Robert Covington in the beginning of the season, you know, people like, you know, big, all he is Big Shot Bob. You know, he can make threes, he can do this, he can do that. And now he's like a stellar defender who also scores, who's clutch for the team. You know, here, look at Covington's stat line. So this guy made 9 of 15 shots. And it's funny, all his, 5 of his misses were, you know, were on three-pointers. He was 1 for 6 on threes. But he finished with 21 points, right? He had 13 rebounds. He had 2 steals. He had 2 blocks. And he had 1 assist. Now, some people may say maybe his assist could have been higher. But you had Big Shot Bob and you had Dario Saric who were balling, right? But then you also had balance. I mean, here you go. Rashawn Holmes. He had 13 points. And 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Then you have Timothy Luwalu-Cabarrett. You know, rookie shooting guard. This guy has 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a block, right? And then you have TJ McConnell. TJ had a shooting night that he would soon love to forget. He shot 3 for 10. But he had 8 points, the game high, 10 assists. He had 3 steals, and he had a block. Now, he did have 3 turnovers, but man, he had 3 steals and a block, you know. So, the Sixers, they have the talent. I mean, again, now, I'm not saying they got the talent that's going to, you know, get to the second round of the playoffs, because, you know, right now they're too young. They need to get a little older. They need to get some veterans. But they have young talent to work with. Young talent to build with. You know, now, a question I have is, what about Ja? What about Ja Lil Okafor? Now, Ja missed another game. You know, he missed another game. I believe this is his 10th game of the season that he missed with right knee soreness. The Sixers are saying that they haven't decided to shut him down. You know, Brett Brown said that. He said, and if he is shut down, decided, the doctors never told him. You know, I went on record to say that I think that he would be better off not playing again. But, and I think they think the same way. I mean, this guy, here's a guy who hasn't been doing any basketball stuff, basically. All he's doing is cardio stuff. And, you know, you go there, and he doesn't even have on, like, workout attire at the shoot-around. But I think that what they're doing is, you know, again, they don't want people to think that the injury is possibly to the extent that it is, or people to look at it. They want to, you know, make it seem like he's healthy. And I get that. But, you know, there's a huge red flag when you go there all the time and he's not practicing. And then they're saying, he's saying it's the doctors. Like, the doctors and the coaches and everything want him to be careful, but he's 100% and he could play. And then you talk to everybody else and they're saying it's like, you know, it's something that he wants to do. So, I don't know. And I don't think I think the Sixers know, but I think they just don't want us to know right about now. But hey, this was a quality victory over an improved team, and the Sixers really showed me a lot today. And I'm not talking about what the superstars did. I'm talking about, you know, what everyone did, the balance that they had, you know. And I know you may say, what type of balance I'm about? Well, you know, Sean Long only had 2 points, but he did some gritty things. You know, he did some gritty things. You look at Nick Stauskas. Here's a guy who had 11 points on 4-for-8 shooting. He was 3-for-5 on threes. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists. You know, he had 1 block, 2 turnovers. And then you had Justin Anderson. He had 9 points. 9 points and 7 rebounds. So, you know, the Sixers did show some balance. And I believe that, you know, this is only the start of what is going to become a bright future for this ball club. Thank you, and have a great one. Oh, one last thing. I won't be at the game tonight. You know, this is not really an off day because I got to go in the office and take care of some things. But, you know, with the Sixers going back on the road on Thursday, basically. So I'm taking a train in tomorrow morning, handles, you know, some business in the office, and then on Thursday I got to get out of there. So the job felt like it's best for me to just, you know, just take a day and kind of get my mind right, and get prepared for this trip. But I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team